went to Welling Builders and signed on for a 5-year apprenticeship for carpenter and joiner, or all woodwork. Finished 46 to 1951. Being an apprentice, I worked in the joiner shop on the small works, built the majority of the houses in the Garden City. For example, there was Beehive Lane around that area, what we call South Parkway, and I can't think of all the name of the road, Marsden Road, Fernley Road, Turmordale, part of Rooks Hill, and from there I went into the army for 2 years, national service. I came out again and then went back to the Welling Builders, as they had to take you on because of the government interrupted my career. And then from there I went back into the joiner shop again, and at the time we were making flush doors for houses, hundreds and hundreds of flush doors, and window frames, all wooden of course. And then from there I decided to have a change and went on to small works, which meant if a lady rang up or a man rang up, they want a new sash cord put in or letterbox put in, or small items, I went along, or my department sent me along on push bike to various parts of the Garden City, did the job, come back, and then we was given another assignment.
So stop there. I'm going to take you back to that first 6 months in the machine fittings room. And sorry, take you back to Buchanan's.
Oh, yes.
You mentioned earlier that it was women.
Oh, yes. In there. Yes.
And what were you doing with them?
I was just a bench boy.
Right.
I used to go on, if it was a double-handed job, one of the ladies needs someone to hold something, I used to go along and help out. I think there was two bench boys. I was a local one, another one lived at Hatfield somewhere and used to cycle. And then when we left Buchanan's and went to Hatfield, I had to travel on my bike and the other chap lived locally. So it swapped over, you see.
Yes.
And
what were the women making?
Well, small parts for the aircraft. I wouldn't like to say... sort of a press shop. They used to put a piece of metal under a press and pull a lever or press a button and the clamp would come down to shape a piece of metal.
Yeah.
And then they might have to get some rivets and join them together. From there, I think it was just after Christmas in 45 that we went to Hatfield.
So how many women would there have been, approximately? Oh,
40 or 50.
Yeah.
Most of them, I would imagine, must have been single, a rough guess.
Yes.
Yeah, I suppose there must have been one or two married, very, but most of them were about 19 or 20, something like that, 22.
And what were you paid there?
My hourly rate was fourpence and 15/16 of a old penny, a penny.
Yeah.
And my total weekly wage was £1.08 after stoppages.
Yeah.
And then from there, I went to Hatfield, de Havilland's, and there was put this women's section into the fitting shop again at Hatfield. I still carried on doing the same bench boy jobs, and I don't know if this is interesting or not. During our lunch break, one end of the airfield had all old mosquito fighter aircraft, bombers. And we used to go and play in them during, like, being boys of 14, 15, 16 year old, we used to go and play on the airplanes. Well, on one occasion, we got caught by security and they took our passes off us. So we had to go in and then come in into work the following morning. We couldn't get in because no security pass. So they took us along to the security office where we got told off for being naughty boys. They gave us our passes back. But that's only one incident. There was loads more of incidents. But that one always sticks in my mind, playing on the mosquito fighting bomb aircraft.
So why was the machine room moved back over to de Havilland at that point?
Well, because the war had finished.
Right.
And they weren't making any more mosquitoes.
Yes.
They switched over to airliners, like the Dove and the Comet.
Yeah.
And then when the comp had just finished, I left.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's when you did your...
And that's when I left Hatfield, de Havilland's at Hatfield. It must have been around about April time, 46. My father was working at Welling Builders as a plumber. And so he asked about inquiries about me joining Welling Builders as an apprentice for a carpenter and joiner. Which I did, and I served a 5-year apprenticeship there. And the funny thing, the personal manager who signed up, his name was Dunkley. Isn't it funny how you think of these names? Dunkley.
Yes.
And then, naturally, he left, but I still had my 5-year apprenticeship to carry on.
Yeah.
And from getting £1 and... from getting £1.08 a week at de Havilland's, going to Wellin Builders and starting as an apprentice, I received 35 shillings a week, which is a lot more than I was getting at de Havilland's.
Yes.
And from there, I started learning my trade as a carpenter and joiner.
So as an apprentice at Wellin Builders, what sort of things were you doing?
Well, there again, you start off as a bench boy again.
Yes.
Because you have got no tools to start with.
Yeah.
So as you work with a joiner, you say you'll have to get one of these
yes.
tools. So you'd go out and look around and buy one. And then my father, say he was a plumber from London, who lived in the Garden City, used to take me up to London and we used to buy certain tools. Mm. You gradually built up a toolkit as you went along. You couldn't buy everything all at once. You bought maybe a screwdriver one week, or a chisel the following week, or a plane the following week, or depending how much money you'd got to buy the tools.
Yes.
And then after you got a what you call a basic kit of tools, which is a hammer, saw, square, ruler, chisels, you could go out, not on your own, but you could go and help another joiner or another carpenter.
Right.
And then from the joiner shop, I went on to the building site, which was South Parkway. That was where the scheme was called South Parkway. There was Fernley Road, Rooks Hill, Turnbull Dale, Marsden Road, or Marsden Green, all around the area, where I was still my apprenticeship. And from there, we went over to Beehive. From Beehive, I went into the army 2 years. And when I came out again, I went back into the joiner shop again, which was in Bridge Road, a very old timber building, and carried on my apprenticeship there. I finished my apprenticeship. I was now on what you call a qualified joiner, or whichever. That's the old timber yard.
I thought it might be.
Yep.
And you were saying you thought that might have been prisoner of war camp?
No, not this part.
No.
The part on the joiner shop and the mill.
Right.
This was where all the timber was kept in here.
Yeah.
Right. Up there used to be a staircase going up there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Up staircase up there.
Yeah.
And on the top used to be a flat level floor, and there was a load of canvas beds, which was used for the Home Guard or IRP or whatever they was called in those days, staying the night, checking for aircraft coming over or whatever.
Yes.
Like that. That was at the top there.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've got some more pictures. That's obviously...
I remember that was quite
the
good.
Front of Wellin Builders.
Oh, yeah, this was the main office.
Yes.
But when people used to come in and not make a phone call, they used to go in here, left or right. I'm not sure. One of them was the switchboard and the other one was the office. Oh, yes, I remember that quite clear, that one, yeah. That's only a single building. Now, from there, this place here...
Yes, to the left of the sign, yep.
That one there was our small works department.
All right.
Right, that was a small works department which I was attached to.
Yeah.
Over this side was that.
I see.
Right?
Yeah.
But it wasn't at the front, this was at the back.
Yes.
It was like that, at the back, like that there.
Yes.
So when you come into the place, you went into there, either side, to give information. If it was a small work department, the order used to go there.
Yeah.
If it was a big woodwork job, the person on here would go over. The office is not here. The office is just along here.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And these are good pictures. These are. I don't know where they got these from.
Well, but some of them from the archives.
The track was. All this has been taken up, though.
Yes.
All of that small rail line have been taken up, and the track have been taken up.
Yeah.
It was all sort of hardcore, all that sort of stuff. You know, for the lorries used to come in here, unload, then go back out again. But this was nowhere near. So that was the front entrance. This was the back. Tend to find that these people with the trilbies were management.
Oh, right, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You tend to find they were management.
So yes.
You see, look down here.
Yeah.
Except for that one there. All flat caps, all the way along.
That's right. And then you've got
the trilby in the back here. And you tend to see over here, one there.
Yes. They
were probably supervisors or management staff, something like that, that used to wear trilbies.
Right. So they wanted to distinguish themselves.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Very true. It's all constructive, old beams across there.
Yeah.
And this is what made us think that it was part of an old prisoner war camp.
Yes.
See, this toolbox down here, we had one of them at the end of each bench.
Yes.
Well, now, this is all timber. See the planes here, wooden planes, on here. And my bench, you had this main going across there. Then yeah. you're down the side here, you had three more benches.
Right.
Three benches down here, and all is across this way.
Yes.
And then, now, this was the front part of the office, the joiner's office, where the foreman or the setter out used to set them to that.
Yeah.
And then the timber used to come through the door here, yeah. down here, and used to go out the back door down here as finished items.
Right.
So you started off with raw material, that door there, then yes. that would eventually go down the bottom, out for the back door, into maybe a paint shop where they used to prime it.
So were you each doing a part of it?
No, no.
So you finished it right the way through?
This man probably assembled the whole of that door.
Oh, right.
Now,
okay.
this is where the apprentice comes in.
Yes.
You have what you call a clamp or a press. You've got a two sides and you've got to wind these clamps up.
Yeah.
So he'd be at one. This is laid flat on the bench.
Yes.
You'd have one here and one there, two cramps. Well, yeah. he would operate one and I would operate the other.
Right.
And that's how
yes,
it worked.
That's why
and then when
people.
We started doing flush doors.
Yes.
We used to do skeleton frame, like that there. If you yeah. can imagine it like that, with a lot more slats in it.
Yes.
Loads of slats in. And then put a piece of hardboard or plywood or some yeah. other material onto. And then we used to put them in a press, yeah. all on top of each other, and press them down.
Right.
We used to leave them in there for 4 to 6 hours till the glue dried.
Yeah.
Then we'd take them out again.
Okay.
And then we'd put the what you call the edging piece on.
Yes. Yes.
So that when the doors went to the builders, they had what you call shoot the door in to fit the frame. Mm. We used to call it shooting. Shoot the door in to fit the frame.
Right.
And when you got the door hung yeah. with the hinges,
yeah.
then you put the door stops on, right?
Yeah.
Then you put the lock on and the handles.
Right.
And shut the door. And that yeah. was finished. So those doors were made in the joiner shop there.
Okay.
There must be hundreds and hundreds of them.
Yes.
If you can imagine, there's about 8 doors in a house, and you're building something like 100 or 200 houses. You run into thousands of doors.
Yes.
And this is what we was doing day in, day out, week in, week out. Then the foreman would say, oh, you've had enough of them doors, have something different.
Right, so, yes. And you'd all do something.
So we'd do something different, you see.
Yeah.
But
yes.
I can visualise you that now, honestly, all them doors. Do you know the Ludwig Arms, the pub?
Yes, yes.
Well, the Welling Builders built that one, and we did all the woodwork in there, mm. and it was all oak. Mm. And my job, I passed my apprenticeship in those days, I was a full joiner, I did the fire surround.
Right, yes.
Out of what you call Japanese oak.
Yeah.
I've not been in the pub, so I don't know what it's like if it's still there.
No.
Did Japanese oak, a fire.
Yes, a resistant.
Surround. Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
yes.
So all open fires in those days.
Of course.
And yeah. we did a whole lot of work in there. All the panelling, everything was all made in the joiner shop.
Right.
Even the panelling,
yeah.
all made in the joiner
yes.
shop.
Yes.
Then it was sent outside and assembled by the outside carpenter hmm. who put it together. When I went on to small works, I had a push pike. And then I changed. Then I bought a scooter because mm. I had a scooter. I used to go to the outlying districts, like I was telling, Old Welling, mm. Hitchin.
Yes, you need to go a bit further.
Like that, so I could yeah. get there easier.
Yes.
Otherwise, the guys take you maybe half an hour, 3/4 of an hour to cycle mm. to some of these places, mm. uphill, down, all weathers.
Guy. Yes.
Yeah. See, things like every Thursday afternoon, about 3 o'clock, the foreman used to come around with a box.
Yeah.
Big box, and he'd pull it. Got your name on it and wages, and you used to hear that's for you, and that's for you, and that's for you.
Right.
And it's just the ordinary.
Yes.
Joiner shop foreman
yeah.
or supervisor
yeah.
used to come and give you your weekly monies, it was in those days, weekly
yes,
salary.
Of course, yes.
And of course, we all had the same rate. We all got, say, the same amount of money
mm.
each week, with the exception of income tax or private pensions.
Yeah.
You see, now I took out a pension when I was running builders. I can't think how much it was now, because that's a long while ago. But when I left Welling Builders and went to ICI, they gave me a lump sum of pension money.
Right.
So that I didn't have to keep calling on them to send me a cheque when I retired.
Sure.
But
yeah.
I wasn't due to retire for another 50 odd years.
Yes.
You see,
yes.
Or 60. Well, 40 odd years, I should say.
Yes.
So I left then, and then they give me a lump sum when I went to ICI. While I was at Welling Builders, the name changed to Headway.
Oh, right. So right. What year would that have been?
Now, must have been early 60s, round about early 60s, I think. I left Welling Builders round about 71, so it must have been in the 60s. And it was taken over by Fine Fair, the supermarket change, which was owned by Garfield Weston, the Canadian. He wanted to bring all supermarkets in this country, and so he wanted a building firm to do the supermarkets. Well, a man by the name of James Gulliver, he was a Scotchman, was in charge of the building side of the supermarkets. And he came into our jewellery shop. I can see him now, a little Scotchman. And he looked around, he said, "We can make your checkouts and all the gondolas and all that sort of stuff." He said, "But Welling Builders won't be known down in Somerset or in East Anglia or in Wales. So we're going to change the name to Headway." Headway. And that's how Welling Builders became Headway, by being attached to Fine Fair, which was owned by the Canadian Western.
Yes.
And that's how the name changed from one to the other. Dude, they used to have, once a year, they used to have a fete, or an open day. And I'll tell you where it used to be. It used to be called Handside Termal Dales there now.
Yes.
Where the rugby club is, off Parkway, that was a big open field, South Parkway again. But they used to have an open day.
Right.
And you had knock down ginger and all that sort of stuff, things off, tins off a shelf, and hoopla and all that silly little games. Yes. They were silly games, I'm telling you. Turn the scaffold planks over on a building site because they're full of frost.
Yes.
It's true.
Yeah.
I can remember going on some of the sites, no matter what the weather was like, you'd turn the scaffold planks over because there was all white frost on the top, turn them over so there's all nice clean underneath. Every morning.
Yes.
During the frost on a building site, people would be turning over planks.
Yeah.
Because it's all covered in frost, because it's slippery.
Yes.